Dictation for Omari Stinson, Omari Stinson. Date of birth is 1/11/1973. Date of accident 7/11/2025. Mr. Omari Stinson is here for the chief complaints of pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, as well as into the left shoulder and knees area. And headaches with dizziness. Most of these pains are severe and they range around 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient attributes that he was involved in an accident on July 11, 2025 as a main cause of his pain. Severe spasm is noticed at the upper back area. History of the automobile accident that is described by the patient is as follows. On 7/11/2025, the patient was traveling as a driver alone in a Chevy HHR car. He was all alone. He was traveling on I-96 East in a fast lane, left lane. His left front tire blew out and he was trying to take the car towards more toward the left to get out of the active lanes. He hit the median and stopped in front of the car. The front of the car is completely damaged, totaled. Car was totaled. The front bumper, front hood, tire, everything was damaged. The frame is damaged. Engine, transmissions are damaged. Regarding the injuries, patient hit his head to the beam and left shoulder to the A-beam. There was no direct trauma to chest, pelvic, or abdomen. The steering wheel, the headrest, seat belts, dashboard are all okay. No damage to the inside of the car. Patient report that on the same day of accident, he went to ER, St. Mary, Livonia. But it was so packed, he could not be seen for many hours, so he left against medical advice. After that, he went to Sinai Grace Hospital same day at around 5 p.m. when he was there for 6 hours. And x-rays were done, CT scan was done, medication were provided, and he was discharged. History of the presenting illness, patient is complaining of headaches which are every other day. They are 1 or 2 hours and they are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are affecting his left temple, severe, off and on, especially with nausea, but no aura or vomiting seizures are listed. Patient reports of no sensitivity to light or noise. Additional symptoms of TBI that patient is suffering from is dizziness, loss of balance, difficulty walking, numbness and tingling. He denies any subtle anesthesia, denies sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic, or incontinence of the urine bowel, lightheadedness or weakness. None of them. Patient has numbness and tingling in the left arm and left leg. History of the pain is from the, please review the records. It is as follows. Patient has a pain several times a day, affecting the neck, mid back, lower back mainly, and also he has a shooting pain to the left arm and left leg. And a pain in the left shoulder is also reported to the tune of 7, with the painful after 90 degrees of abduction. No pain in the leg is reported. He has a stiff neck, He can walk up to half a block without any issues, sit and stand for half an hour, and sleep for 4 hours. He is using a cane, and he is a 52-year-old African-American male. The pains are described to be throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, heavy. 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 9. And a modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing, bending, and walking and driving, while improved with lying down and pain medications. The reports of having X-rays done, CT scan done at the hospital, blood tests being done. Regarding the past treatment, patient has had been treated at level 1 physical therapy, where he got the DMEs like back brace, left knee brace, tense unit, and arm slings. He has not seen any doctor. He reports that he has not seen any physical therapy or chiropractor. The patient reports, "Oh, please review the records for system review. He has a history of diabetes. He takes metformin and insulin. Please review the surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, disability, legal history, and personal history." As well as the ADLs and the diagnosis page. Physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 157 over 112, pulse 72, pulse ox is 100, height at 6 feet and 1 inch, weight 165, 52-year-old, black male. Alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinus, jaundice, clubbing, colonic here. Sitting comfortably. Well-built, well-nourished. He is mildly anxious, but no severe distress or shortness of breath or severe pain faces. Patient is able to walk with limping and with some pain. Not using any adaptive devices. He reports of pain in the left knee as well. That is causing him some pain. Around 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. So, please use the template for the rest of the physical examination. Neurological is normal. Musculature is normal. And he has some spasm in the upper back area near the trapezius area. In the musculature, please mention this, that he has a spasm of the upper trapezius muscle and cervical fiber, thoracic fiber, with the several trigger points that are noticed. And the neck is stiff. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection of the entire spine is normal curvature alignment, no scars. On palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback. Spine tenderness is noticed at L5-S1. And also to the left SI joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present from L1 to L5 on the left with the 2+ hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited as follows. In the cervical spine, forward flexion is limited to 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is limited to 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 15, and rotation is 20. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign was found positive. Lerma test is positive. Destruction test is positive. Total test is positive. In the thoracic span, phlegm test and Roos test negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. TLR is positive. Bilaterally, CAM test is positive. While Bregar test, Brzezinski Kernick test are negative. Brzezinski sign is negative. SI joint, bilaterally SI joints are tender, especially more on the left side. And the Faber test is positive on the left. Gonsalin test is positive on the left. Tendon flexion, iliocompression, and dissection tests were found negative. Extremities examination, the left shoulder and left knee are positive. Rest of the extremities are negative. Please use the template. Examination of the left shoulder is as follows. The patient has a normally appearing shoulder on inspection with no contusion or dislocation and no swelling. And palpation, there are tenderness on the anterior and superior and posterior part of the shoulder, but no fractures are noticed. Range of motions are limited to 90 degrees maximum active motion of forward flexion and abduction. Muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests were conducted. Hawken Kennedy test was positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Speed test, near test is positive. Hawken Kennedy test was positive. Distally, the elbow and hand and wrist are normal on the left side with no positive, with the Tinel sign, Felden sign being negative. Regarding the left knee, on inspection, there are no scar, erythema, effusion, fracture, dislocations. On palpation, there is a moderate tenderness of the peripatal region with minimal swelling. There is no crepitus grinding or popping noise heard. Range of motion is normal at 135 degrees of flexion. Collateral ligaments are slightly tender but not ruptured, especially the medial collateral. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. Macmorray, Steinman negative. Petal apprehension is positive. Please review the diagnosis from diagnosis page. Plan of care comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Medications are provided to the patient as follows. Patient already has an NSAID with him, so he's provided with Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Ultram 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Elovil 50 milligram at night for sleep and GAD disorder pain relief. Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety. Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety and depression relief. Medigesic is for headache relief and lidoprovine for topical pain. The patient was advised an injection of Floradol for the temporary pain relief today. Trigger points time 4 were done on the left trapezius area. Left supraspinatus tendon was injected as well as the infraspinatus at the end of the visit. Patient provided the consent. Physical therapy was ordered 3 times a week to affect the neck, mid-back, lower back, left shoulder, and the left knee. Retraction massage, aquatherapy, thermomodalities, etc. Patient was ordered a light-duty job, 8 hours, 5 days, 0 pound lifting limits. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry and fitness club are all yes. Review of the available MRI, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended except single point injection today and the injection to the left shoulder for the rotator cuff. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care worker, none. Past medical records are being ordered released, if any existing, like the hospital records. investigations. No investigation is being ordered. Patient will be seen again in 15 days time. DMEs, no DMEs being provided. I believe the patient already has the DMEs that are required. Education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.